September 4, keep off satanic ground. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Proverbs 1:10. We must not put ourselves on the enemy's ground. We are only here as probationers. We must not act as though there were no tempting devil. There are temptations that come to us, and we cannot accept them and give them a place in the mind unless we peril our souls. We want to know that our feet are in safe paths. You who associate with the disobedient and worldly-minded, heed the injunction, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. Is this not encouragement enough for us to have living connection with the God of heaven? When you go where sin is and place yourself on the enemy's ground, you place yourself where the angels of God do not preserve you from evil influence. We are to know that Christ is constantly by our side. We are to put all our trust in Christ. What dependence can you place in human nature that is not under the control of the influence of God? The world knows not him not today. The line of demarcation is plain and distinct between those who keep his commandments and those who do not. We cannot serve the world and please God. Many seem to be sad because of their religion. We should not go about begging pardon of the world because we are Christians. I beg pardon of Jesus Christ only because I am not complete in him. If we love Jesus, we shall become heirs of God, and the Father will love us as he loves his Son, Jesus Christ. We are members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. It was the highest exaltation of Christ to obey his Father and keep his law as the apple of his eye. Let it have this effect upon our characters. Let us exalt Jesus. Let us give him our heart's best service, and he will say, I will confess you before my Father and before his angels.